Mind if we sit down?
Her dissatisfied posture vanished as she whipped a blaster up from under the table. Clearly, she'd had it in her lap the entire time. The Rodian's eyes opened wide, then went back to normal once he realized she wasn't pointing the pistol at him.
Saw you across the room, Tepeth said to Theron. Too crowded to shoot until you got close.
Despite her words, Theron knew she had no intention of actually pulling the trigger. Not unless he gave her a reason to.
You get to count of three to walk away,
she said, her oddly accented basic still as impossible to place as Theron remembered.
There is no need for the pistol,
Nos D'Rahl said, his hand making the same slow wave he'd used on the Nikto at the door.
We are all friends here.
A strange look crossed over Tepeth's face, and the tip of her blaster dipped momentarily, only to pop back up and take dead aim at Theron's midsection.
Not friends. One.
I'm not here checking up on you,
Theron reassured her.
I'm just here to talk business.
Not interested. Deal was you leave us alone. Two.
The job pays well,
Theron continued.
If you can handle it.
Maybe we should listen to him,
the Rodian chimed in. Tepeth glared at him before turning her gaze back to Theron.
Vib convinced us,
she said, placing the blaster flat on the table.
You sit, you talk, we listen. Then we shoot you.
Theron and Nos D'Rahl settled into the two open seats at the table.
Ugly Head got a name?
Tepeth asked, nodding at the Keldor.
Nos D'Rahl,
he answered, not even slightly offended by the insult.
Master Nos D'Rahl,
Theron clarified.
He's a Jedi, like Master Zhou.
Zhou not like other Jedi,
Tepeth grunted, and Theron couldn't argue with that.
Your assistance on Zyost was quite helpful,
the Keldor said, trying to get on her good side.
You cutting deals with outsiders behind Gorbich's back?
Veb said, shaking his head.
That's bad business, Tef.
Tepeth shot Nos D'Rahl an angry glare before turning her attention back to Theron.
You said you got another job?
Everyone knows the Brotherhood smuggles contraband onto the Imperial space stations,
Theron said, speaking quickly.
You've got the contacts, you've got the clearance codes, and you've got the ships.
We know what we got. You got the point?
I want you to help us get onto one of the space stations.
Which one?
We don't really know yet. It's going to be sort of a last-minute thing when it happens.
Tepeth shook her head.
Can't help.
What are you talking about, Tef?
The Rodian exclaimed.
Gorvitch can pull this off no problem.
Shut up, Vib.
Tepeth growled. Turning to Theron, she said,
Too dangerous. Another crazy mission.
Nodding in Nos D'Rahl's direction, she added,
Another crazy Jedi.
Come on, Tepeth. You won't even have to be involved. Just set up another meeting with someone who can help us out.
Already set up meeting for you,
she said.
One per customer.
Don't do it for me, then,
Theron said, reaching for one last card to play.
Do it because it's the right thing. Do it because Nagani Zhou would have wanted you to help us. It's the least you can do for him, now that he's gone.
Zhou's debt's non-transferable,
she said, but Theron could see her resolve softening at the mention of their old friend. Tepeth hadn't been around Zhou for long, but he knew they'd formed a powerful bond. His mentor had that effect on people.
I'll throw in enough credits to choke a Bantha,
Theron offered.
Okay,
she finally agreed.
We take you to Gorvitch, but that's it. Then you disappear. For reals this time.
Of course, Theron promised her. I wouldn't have it any other way.